Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The new Biden administration has made dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic a top priority, with a number of executive orders and a 200-page plan. NPR's Rob Stein reports this represents a change.
The Trump administration consistently downplayed the pandemic and essentially punted much of the fight against the virus to the states. That led to a disorganized patchwork response widely considered to be a big reason why the U.S. became the epicenter of the pandemic. In contrast, the Biden administration is warning in stark terms that COVID-19 is the gravest threat to the nation and promising that the federal government will take a much more aggressive, you know, nationally coordinated approach from everything from testing to vaccines.
NPR's Rob Stein. In Oregon, some medically vulnerable inmates have asked a federal judge to grant them immediate access to COVID-19 vaccines. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, the largest active outbreaks of the virus in the state are in prisons.
Attorneys for the inmates filed a motion for a temporary restraining order that could force the state to vaccinate inmates immediately. In their motion, the Oregon inmates say the state has the vaccines but lacks the will to give them to all those in custody. They say it's the definition of deliberate indifference. For months, the virus has touched every aspect of prison life, where social distancing is nearly impossible. More than 3,000 inmates have tested positive for the disease, while at least 38 have died. More than 40% of those deaths have been this month. Last week, the Oregon Department of Corrections vaccinated more than 1,300 inmates, though it was the result of a miscommunication rather than an official policy. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
Many congressional Republicans continue to criticize the second impeachment of former President Trump. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports this comes as the House prepares to send its article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow.
The Republicans questioning the impeachment note the trial comes after Trump has left office. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn told a Houston news station that it was vindictive to impeach Trump, knowing he had lost the election. Senator Lindsey Graham has called the impeachment blatantly unconstitutional. Meanwhile, in the House, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is reportedly expressing concerns over House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney's support for impeachment. McCarthy reportedly told Greta Van Susteren in an interview to Air Sunday that though he supports Cheney, there's a lot of questions she has to answer to the conference. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Republicans in Arizona voted yesterday to censure three prominent Republicans in the state, Governor Doug Ducey, former Senator Jeff Flake, and Cindy McCain, the widow of the late Senator John McCain. They're considered insufficiently loyal to former President Trump. This is NPR. The new defense secretary is expressing concern about extremists in the military. Retired General Lloyd Austin is the first black Pentagon chief. He says the Department of Defense job is to keep America safe from its enemies, but it can't do that as some of those enemies are within the ranks. Austin served for more than 40 years in the Army. Russian police have arrested more than 3,000 people to stop protests in dozens of cities, called by jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has more from Moscow.
Mr. Navalny, when he called for people to take to the streets, he was saying to them, do not be afraid, lose your fear, come out and fight for your own futures. And I think that's what many people thought they were doing, not just calling for Alexei Navalny to be released, but calling for change here in Russia. That was the word that we heard quite a lot on the streets. And there was a big crowd in Moscow, in central Moscow, on Pushkin Square. The square itself was packed and the streets on either side were also very full. Now, the riot police have been able to clear those streets. That many people dispersed of their own accord, but many people were forced to clear the streets as the riot police linked arms and moved forward.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's looking forward to working with President Biden on shared goals, including climate change. He commented after speaking with Biden on the telephone yesterday. The U.S. is rejoining the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The two leaders also discussed the prospects of a free trade deal between their countries. Britain left the European Union last year. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.